Folks, this is Matt from the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
ShiningWizards.com.
Do you remember the days when Dynamite Kid could walk? Me too. Relive those fun memories at Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea. When I listen to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea, I don't fall asleep at the wheel like the junkyard dog.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Yo, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckle throwbacks and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm going to end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Woo! Yeah!
Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, June 16th, 2017. It is the 16th, right?
It is.
All right, it's because last week I said it was July, and it's not. Welcome one and all to another exciting episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live on the Rant, Rant Entertainment Media, RantEMRadio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network, as always. I'm your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Rea, and I'm joined by...
Was it too hot to handle, too cold to hold? The Macho Man Choppy is in the house.
Christ. You like that, huh? And like I said, we're live. Finally, let me shut this fan down a little bit because it's going to stop making noise and whatever.
It's actually really nice in here.
Because it's... You know what, though? It was... We're getting that summer breeze, but it was... We had a nice little... breeze this morning, then it got real dumb muggy outside, so we're supposed to get some shitty weather the next couple days here in the Northeast, and summer is next week, so it's expected, so yep. This is where Phil gets grumpy and sweats like a fucking pig. I shaved my face because I was like, I can't deal with the nonsense on my face. I felt like the sweat was running down my the sides of my face, and I could feel going into the beard, and I was like, that's gross. So, either way. Anyway, so we're back after a week off.
Yep.
Glad that's all over with.
Yep.
Sometimes you gotta, you know, take one for the team. Shit happens. Family happens. Family is always first, and we have that creed here.
Yep.
On the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. How you been, man?
You know.
Yeah, just getting by.
Just taking it moment by moment.
Moment by moment. So I got a chance to mingle with your family a little bit a couple of days ago. That was under you know, shitty circumstances, but
of course
it was nice to see everybody was in good spirits, your wife included.
Yeah,
and it was nice that they had a good turnout, which is cool.
A lot of people showed up.
Yeah, it was like a fucking mafia style. That I come up, I came right from work, so I had this big green shirt on. My wife's like, you couldn't dress any more decent. I'm like, it was 90 fucking degrees outside, and if I would have wore a dark shirt, I would have been sweating like more sweating than I was normally. You know.
I know. But by the way, you looked you were sexy as fuck on Monday. I hope you know that.
I thought so anyway. We had some rough weather the first couple of days of the week. It was like in the high 90s. Broke records actually in Manhattan.
It would have to be the hot. It was probably the hottest day of the year so far.
Hottest day of the spring. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Probably was the hottest day of the year. So I think Monday was hotter than Tuesday, I thought.
Yeah, it was.
I thought anyway. So, you know, that was cool. It was cool going back into Brooklyn. I used to live down there in South Brooklyn, so it was nice seeing come off the train, saw some Puerto Rican dude feeding his chickens. That was fun.
That's right.
Like the very first thing I see, I come off the platform in Bay Ridge. I go up the stairs, I come out. And there's a fucking dude, he's got to be in his, like, his 60s, Puerto Rican cat, wearing his Boricua colors, feeding the chickens. He had chickens, not pigeons, kids, chickens. That's how they get down. This is gangster. Welcome to Brooklyn. Top of the food chain, as they used to say back in the day.
Brooklyn.
Funky, funky, fresh. Yeah, I know the song. So, yeah, man, it was nice to do that for a minute. Another day, another week in the books. Work is work. Work sucks. And work sucks because we're understaffed.
Oh, for you, it must be terrible.
So we have this staff meeting now. We have a new supervisor. One of my boys became a supervisor. And he had his first official meeting, you know, as a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, my director's there and blowing smoke and whatever. So he's like, somebody said something. And, of course, inappropriate Phil was like, yeah, keep kissing the boss's ass. and the director just looked at me, just started laughing. So, you know what? It's in my line of work, when you're understaffed, you kind of have to multitask a lot more than you normally multitask.
Of course.
So it's just, you know what? I came in there with a good attitude, though. I wasn't pissing and moaning, which is good. And I was working earlier shifts this week, too.
By the way, I was liking those early shifts. You must have been loving those early
shifts. Bro, my quality of life changed. I mean, I had to go take care of you and your family on Monday, but Tuesday I came home. It was like 7 o'clock. Everybody was still up and happy. I told I said to my supervisor, I'm like, man, he goes, Phil, you're smiling more. I'm like, dude, I wish I had the schedule every fucking day. And he goes, well, when there's open shifts, I'll just put you on them automatically. And I'm like, I'll work. I think the day after 4th of July I'm working again 8 to 6.
That's
after having all those days off, I'm gonna have Monday and Tuesday off. We just talked about that in pre-production. But I like that. I like doing that early shift because I work a 10-hour shift. So if I get home in a decent hour, and nobody's getting when I come. By the time I come home, he's in bed. He's supposed to be in bed most of the time. He's not, little man, and you know she's about to pass out because she's working all day too. So it is what it is. I just don't like the fact that I have to work these shitty hours. The payoff is having Fridays off.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I met my new nephew today, and he's perfect, you know. And listen, now, you know, people say that about all their kids, but when the kid first came out the other day, he had a fucking massive head. And I'm like, oh, man, I feel bad for this kid.
By the way, how much does he weigh?
7 pounds.
Oh, okay.
2 ounces or something like that.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, he was like 19 inches long. He's got a nice olive skin complexion like his guinea father. And, you know, he's perfect. And my sister-in-law is in pain, obviously. She's going to be recovering for a minute. But it was nice to see them. Payoff, too, stopped at the pretzel factory on the way in. That's
yum.
Isn't that place the bomb, dude?
I love that place.
I think we should have pretzels for SummerSlam.
Oh.
I think somebody should stop and get pretzels and maybe bring them on the way. You going to stop and get pretzels?
Of course.
You going to volunteer?
Yeah, because it's right next to my house. Why not?
Right next to your house. Literally right next to your house. So, yeah. So, you're a pretzel guy that day.
How many should I get?
I don't know. It depends on who shows up. If it's just a crew, get like a dozen and a half, you know?
That's it?
That's, well, you didn't get two dozen. Dude, I...
That's too rigorous.
That is rigorous. That's it. Howdy doody. Eating howdy doody pretzels. That's it. That's it.
Is it the Westchester kind?
Holy shit, with salt. That's it. That's it. Get the Panthers out, my chacletas and some. Get some... And get some pretzels and shit. Howdy doody. That's it.
You know you do that too well.
You forget I grew up in fucking Bushwick.
I know.
And half my neighborhood was fucking Hispanic. So, I don't know. But, yeah, it's been a nice week. My son turned 10 on Tuesday.
God bless.
Yeah. Yeah. Two whole hands. And we had a little chat about that. I'm like, dude, man, you're going to start doing some things, man. I said, listen, you're going to start cleaning up after yourself now and... You know, you have to start taking more responsibility of yourself, your room, like your school and stuff like that. Stuff's going to get a little harder next year.
Oh, yeah.
But you're going to have more independence. Like, I tried to give him the chat. He didn't want to hear it. I'm like, yo, dude, it's going to happen. So don't.
Is he fifth grade?
He's going to go into fifth grade.
Oh, he's going to fifth grade.
He's going to fifth grade. And, you know, he's having a birthday party next month because every weekend this month there's something going on.
Okay.
Like, he's got to go to a wedding, he's got a great adventure this weekend, he's got, like, parties to go to. Every year, the kid, after Father's Day, or right around Father's Day, the kid's social calendar is
filled
till August. And we have to, like, can you fit us in? Like, even though we see him every other weekend, can you fit us in?
Yeah.
You know, that's been the MO since he's been a baby. And that's cool because... You know, he goes to his dad, and he's got aunts, uncles, cousins. I mean, there was one summer he spent the week with my sister. You know, so, yeah. So, he goes all over the place. So, the summer is definitely coming. The kids are getting out of school. Traffic is getting better because the kids are getting out of school.
It is. It is getting better.
It'll get a lot better in, like, 2 weeks. So,
God willing.
Yeah. I feel your pain.
Well, luckily for me, I've been going to Harlem every single day, so I'm good.
That's right. I go to Harlem.
Harlem.
I love Harlem.
Harlem's great.
Get me some soul food. Get a hand job. Some pocketbooks. That's right.
It's a marijuana.
Once I went up there a couple years ago and got me an office, everybody got one up there. And there's white people up there like crazy now. It's fucking nuts, Choppy.
Oh, my God.
Crazy. Listen, if that fat bitch wants to give me a hand job again with some handbags, I ain't mad at her. I'm not definitely not mad at her.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just did that.
You like my Bill Clinton?
That was pretty good, actually. That's right. Hold on.
That's not mine. It's Chelsea's. When she finds that weed in my bag, that's when Hillary finds that weed, that's not mine. That's Chelsea's.
Oh, boy.
I blame that bitch. That's right.
That's right. All we need now is maybe we get a Dusty impression maybe later on.
Yeah, the anniversary just passed.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. I was fucking pissed off. I was pissed off because we lost him 2 years ago already.
I'm wearing my classic Batman shirt on today.
Rest in peace, Adam West.
Rest in peace, Adam West. My God.
You think if he saw Adam West with the cowl, he would say to him, Dusty,
you like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
Could you? I just saw that video online with Lawler and Adam West.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I forgot who told me. I don't know if it was you or somebody. Somebody told me that he was supposedly drunk in that video.
That's not... I'm not surprised. It wasn't me. I definitely didn't tell you. And Surfer... And this is for Surfer, who's probably listening. Dude, as I belch into the microphone. I know Adam West wasn't the first Batman, but he was my first Batman. He was Choppy's first Batman.
He was the first Batman I ever saw.
And you're not that older than me, brother, so... That was your first Batman, too.
I mean, 1966 Batman was everyone's first Batman. I mean, obviously, there was other Batmen in the past, but he was the guy that was most famous for it.
There was the one from the 40s, but he doesn't count. In the 40s, Batman carried a pistol. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, they were trying to reflect on what the comics did at that time period. It's not
the same. The Dark Knight doesn't fucking pack a piece, brother, all right?
Well,
he doesn't need to.
I don't know if you saw Batman versus Superman, but...
Don't get me started with that nonsense.
Man, Adam West was great.
Yeah.
Remember the Bat Dance?
The Watusi. Of course. Yeah, of course. As I do it, nobody sees it.
Oh, man.
Speaking of nobody seeing it... I got a huge announcement to make. I guess, you know what? Maybe I'll play the breaking news fucking thing. Do it. Where is it? Where is it?
Breaking news here, man. RadioRadio.com. Fill my crevice here with fucking faces.
So, next month is the 5-year anniversary of Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God, he says. Why I'm still doing this is fucking beyond me, but...
because it's fun.
Yeah, I guess so. 5-year anniversary, it's July 3rd, but we can't celebrate it that early because there's so much going on between work and 4th of July.
And weddings.
Weddings, and I have a wedding the 1st. I think you have a wedding too, right?
I have a wedding that same week.
The same day? Yeah, I have a wedding to go to that day. On the 1st, and then the 3rd, we're going to be out. The 4th, we'll be off. And then, you know, then the weekend, again, Spider-Man comes out on the 7th. I may even take the night off and go see. We should go just go see Spider-Man. You know what? I'm saying it now. Choppy and I will not be on the air July 7th.
Yeah, Spider-Man Day.
We're going to see Spider-Man.
That movie is so hyped, I got to see it.
But because we're not going to be in on the 7th, that doesn't mean we won't have a show. Maybe we'll record something or I'll do a filatory or something. However, July the 21st will be the on-air official party, the 5-year anniversary of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. It's going to be from the new location, not in the Decadome. We don't have a name for the new location yet. We have to get a name for it. Rob is working on that because he keeps giving me ideas and I keep shooting him down. But we're going to be broadcasting from the new central air-conditioned area.
The Eltingville Arena.
As Kathy Hummer's sign just fell. That's all right. We're going to take it with
us.
That
was a sign right there.
Yeah, that was a sign that Kathy is saying, fuck those guys.
No, that literally was a sign.
it literally was a sign. Hey-o!
Hey-o!
Yeah, and the throwback. You ready for this, guys? It's going to be No Holds Barred, the movie.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're going to have Robin Studio from Thumbsick Ninjas. We're going to have Mega Powers in studio with us.
It's going to be great.
I think Elaine the Brain is going to be joining us.
Elaine is coming?
I think so. I think Elaine the Brain is going to join us. And I'm hoping at least 3 out of the 4 Shining Wizards will be there.
So, what?
Yeah, so we have to have
some. Yes!
So I know Tony is probably confirmed. We're trying to get Kevin and Eddie. Matt is iffy because Matt works like an animal. This is his busy time. So if he can get off, he'll definitely show up. So we'll have a bunch of microphones. And we're going to try to stream. Now that we have the technology, it's still a Choppy's house. We're going to have to. I want to stream the movie on Twitch, on our Turnbuckle Throwbacks Twitch channel, while we, you know, broadcast the movie on Twitch while we talk about it.
Yeah.
Do like a Mystery Science Theater type of thing, you know? And we're going to do the movie and then the cage match afterwards, which was Hogan and Beefcake versus Savage and... Yeah, so...
That guy was so... Was his name?
Tiny Lister?
Tiny Lister. He's such a scary-looking dude.
Yeah. He was funny in Friday, though.
Oh, he was hysterical.
Yo, what you got him a 40, homie? Come on, Debo. Stole him out. I want some of Red's money.
My grandmama gave me that chain.
Lovely.
Oh, my favorite part is Mrs. Parker and the...
the best is when he sees Miss Parker coming out. He goes, ooh, Miss Parker. Mr. Parker ain't hitting that right. I knocked the dust off that pussy.
I love that movie.
When you gonna let me fuck... Hey, Miss Parker. Hey, boys. When you gonna let me fuck you, Miss Parker? What'd you say, honey? Nothing.
Oh, man.
Brian from Middle Thunder Radio, my buddy Brian Cream. Brian, one of my oldest and dearest friends. Brian and I used to just get that movie when we were still renting movies.
Yeah.
He didn't drink. So we would hang out in his house, and I would drink sometimes before I got there and get all nice and sauced up. And we'd watch this movie constantly, like at least once a month at one point. We spent an entire summer just watching Friday.
You know how old I was when I first saw Friday?
Oh.
I was 10 years old.
It was disgusting. I'm on the way home today thinking about the throwback tonight. And I said, I wonder how old Choppy was when this came out, when King of the Ring came out.
13.
So before we get into it, I want to get the 13-year-old perspective of Choppy.
Oh, my God.
This is like the best part about me being old and older than Choppy is that I get to relive these events through the teenager eyes.
Through the teenager eyes and through the 23-year-old
eyes. 23-year-old
eyes,
yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I don't remember it because I was fucking shit-faced and I had to go back and watch it. Thank God there was always a videotape of all the events. I worked a lot back then. Like, I worked like an animal back then, actually. And this is right before I went into EMT school. So I would work like an animal. And I had like 2 and 3 jobs at one point. I was like a fucking Jamaican. And it was crazy because, like, oh, you didn't see it? Somebody always had a tape for me. Like, it was dope. Whether the girl I was banging, her dad had, like, an illegal cable, would tape it for me, or my neighbors, or one of the people I volunteer with on the ambulance. Tank would get a copy of something. You know, I
was the guy providing the copies to other people because I was the one with the black box.
I had a black box, too, after that. So, yeah. So, you know, good times, man. Good times. So, anything else tickling your tits before we get into wrestling? You want to talk about Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather?
I really fucking hope Conor McGregor knocks the fuck out of Floyd Mayweather. I've never liked Mayweather.
You know, I shouldn't really be interested in this, but I am.
It's gonna be a good fight. It's gonna be a spectacle.
I'm more intrigued by the money.
Oh, it's gonna be so much money.
I'm hearing like these guys are getting over $100 million each. That's what I'm hearing. That's like in preliminary. And I heard, like, the pay-per-view was going to cost, like, $100.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, obviously, it'll be August 26th. I think we'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings that night.
Hands down.
I'll get there early, because I'm getting a seat. I ain't fucking around. Mm-mm. I think we should get the crew to come out with us that night. Take over Club Dust Boxing.
It'd be good.
But, yeah, man. I got to drink some Red Bull. I'm going out tonight.
I tell you right now, the shit talking from Conor McGregor. I can't wait to see what he's going to say.
See, but the thing is, as much as I hate Mayweather, he's pound for pound one of the greatest boxers alive. So, like, if McGregor can go with him, I don't know how good of a boxer he is. Like, I don't know. I want to see Mayweather get his face caved in because you know he's Mayweather. He never loses. And the shit he pulled with Pacquiao and all the shit talking he did and the abuse that he puts his crew through when you watch some of the Showtime documentaries about him. Like, in real life, the character he portrays, he's not really a nice guy. He may be a nice guy behind closed doors. I'm sure he's great to his kids, you know. I'm not doubting that. But I don't know, man.
I heard he's a wife beater.
I heard that, too. If he is, he's a scumbag.
He's a piece of shit.
He deserves to get his face caved in on principle, if that's the case. And that should have been from anybody, not just Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But as a casual MMA fan, I can tell you that I'm intrigued by... I won't pay for it, obviously. We just said we're not going to pay for it. If I can quote my buddy Wade, who I take the bus with home at night, my older friend, he said, I'll wait for it to come on YouTubes.
YouTubes.
Yeah, man. Oh, look at here, motherfucker. That's how he talks sometimes. But, yeah, man, it is what it is. I just had to bring it up.
I think it's going to be a spectacle. I think you're right. I think they're going to make $100 million each because I think everyone's going to buy this fight.
Whoever's on the undercard, though, they better put on a fucking fantastic performance because this may be like a one round, like a Mike Tyson type of deal.
I feel like, you know what I feel like is going to happen? It's going to be one of them stick and move gigs again from Mayweather, and it's going to be like Mayweather's going to make a silly little mistake, and Conor's going to knock him the fuck out with one punch.
See, I don't know how much Conor McGregor can box, though. You've seen him do stand-up in MMA, but he's not boxing fucking 13 rounds anybody. You know, nah. He's doing three to five rounds with MMA guys.
Correct.
And they're doing jab, jab, kick, jab, jab, kick, grapple, grapple, ground and pound. You know what I'm saying? It's like... It's that kind of party.
You know what it is, though? And a lot of people don't realize it, but when you do that ground and pound shit in MMA, that takes a lot out of you, too. It's not just like... I know boxing is a lot of cardio involved, but like MMA is a lot of hard work, too, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think it's gonna be a good fight. I really do think it's going to be good. I think it's... the thing is, like, Mayweather is 40 years old.
That don't mean anything, though, man.
I know. I mean,
fucking George Foreman came back. At 42, and
I remember that.
Became the champion. So that see, like in wrestling too, like Austin Aries is 40 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he is. Almost,
so like at that point, see, that age is nothing now to me.
I think when guys hit 40, these athletes, when they hit 40, it doesn't matter anymore. I mean, like, AJ's 40.
Yeah.
And then you got John Cena, who's 40. There's a lot of guys on this roster that are 40 years old, and they're still they're doing good.
And boxers, if you can box when you're 40...
God bless you.
Yeah, I mean, Bernard Hopkins boxed till he was 50, the executioner, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Shout out to Philly. I played some Vinny Paz to warm you guys up tonight. If you were listening, if not, whatever. I just played it because I wanted to go in the other room and watch the Mets. But, yeah, man, so it's that kind of party. And I'm intrigued, like I said, so we'll check that out. When it gets a little closer, hopefully we'll have some more coverage on it. You know,
absolutely.
I'm sure the Rant will have something on it, too.
I'm sure William Morgan is going to be doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, William Morgan will be tackling this expeditiously on the Sports Report every Monday night after Monday Night Raw.
Cheap plug.
Ding, 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 ding. Thank you. Yeah, shout out to William and his crew. Shout out to everybody.
Yeah.
That's been supporting us and our crew. And
I just want to, before we go into the wrestling, I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, everyone who's reached out to me and to my wife during our time of need. I want to say thank you, Phil. Thank you, Tony Ann.
You have to thank us, man.
You guys are, all of you guys are fantastic. I appreciate all the love that we got, and I'm happy. Thank God for this fucking show, because it's a good, really good stress reliever for me, and I love this.
All right, well, I'm glad that we were there for you. I'm glad that you have a good support group. I think it's always important to have a good support group.
Yeah.
I probably, and I can admit this now to you and the free world, but I'd probably be dead if I didn't have my support group.
Yeah.
I would probably commit suicide, and that's no joke. I'd probably kill myself, because I was at a bad point in my life where I just didn't care about anything, you know. I let myself go, and you get to that point, but there's always somebody pulling you back. There's always somebody pulling you back in. You're like, yo, I got this, you know, And you don't really understand, not that you don't care, but you don't understand until you actually see and hear the process of people pulling you in. You know, like, great, you know, you show up to something that you're there for, like, you know, like we showed up to that, to the wake and all that, but still, like, I think it's just the fact that being around, like, you know, you were there before my whole family at the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just that kind of party. So that's when you have that support group in your life, you take advantage of it. You know, you embrace it. You keep listen, like I said, as I get older, my circle of friends became smaller. This is the biggest circle of friends I've had since junior high school, you know? So I'm blessed. You're blessed.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad that you guys are dealing with it well, and I'm glad that I'm glad everybody was there for you. I'm glad everybody reached out to you.
Thank you again.
Yeah. So I'm glad for that. So let's get into some news, some wrestling news, to you know, jazz up the. All right. So before I get into the New Japan shit, I know there was a couple of medical emergencies. I know Sonny was in the hospital for some diabetic stuff.
Really?
Yeah. So keep her in your prayers.
I'm sorry.
Continue to keep Holly Race in your prayers. He's got
he's really bad.
Two broken legs. He might be on his way out, man.
God, I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not either. Knock wood, but there's been some Twitter beef between Vince Russo and Jim Cornette.
I'm not shocked.
They've
been going at it for years now.
Listen, I'm done with the baby. I'm done watching them on Twitter. It's like ridiculous, you know. Apparently. Cornette put $5,000 up for anybody who smacks Russo. It like puts like a bounty on him or something. Like, you guys are fucking 50 years old, man. Get over yourselves.
They act like fucking 12 years old, man.
Life ain't that bad. Yeah, life ain't that bad. And as big as an asshole as Russo is, at least he knows he's an asshole. You know, I have friends like that. I have friends who are legit assholes. But what makes them great as friends, they know they're assholes, and they pick their spots.
But with, you know what it is about Russo? It's just that I'm not the biggest Russo guy, but you got to give it up to the guy, because he does tell the truth sometimes, especially with today's product.
First of all, forget about that nonsense. I give him props just for being where he was, from writing kayfabe articles for a magazine.
Vic Venom.
to in newspapers and shit to booking WWF matches in WCW.
Yeah.
And TNA.
Yeah, man.
Like that. That's a feel good fucking story. You know, no matter how big of an asshole he is, it's a feel-good story.
But he doesn't sound bitter, so that's a good thing.
You know what? A lot of guys in the wrestling business get bitter because they people forget about them. Don't forget about me. You know, I wrestled 30 years ago. Like, really, dude? It's not that serious, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure nobody remembers who played in Hello, Dolly in 1984 in Broadway. You know, it's that kind of party.
Yeah.
You know? So, anyway, so yeah, so keep all those people in your prayers. The medical problem.
Did you? did you? We were talking about Sunny before. Did you hear what she did?
She got arrested, right?
No,
she got arrested. No.
Hey, Rage Konnichiwa, motherfucker!
Look at that. Is that the self professed?
I am the king of bacon.
Yes.
Okay.
So, guess what this bitch did.
Besides go to a hospital for a diabetic emergency?
She was telling people up and down for like the last couple months that she fucked Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, nice.
So what did she do? She posted a picture of him laying in her bed.
Oh.
Back from 2010 when she got when she was put in the Hall of Fame. They fucked.
Wow. She got put in the Hall of Fame 5 years ago already? Seven years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
He banged her, and it must have been like a childhood fantasy for him because he got it.
What's the other thing he's got going on with that YouTube chick?
Apparently she, that, what's her name? Don Tony says Trish Patitas, I think.
Fly Tetas?
Patitas, whatever he says on his show.
Did you hear that on Tuesday?
That guy's crazy. And then apparently she's saying that... He stood her up.
Flight Tetas.
Yeah.
I have that record.
Do you really?
Yeah, of course. Oh, man. No, Rage. We're not taking calls, buddy. We're not taking calls tonight. So
I'm sorry.
You can share. And Rage, I know Rage tried to call me the other day, but I was at work. I couldn't answer the phone. So, Rage, call me tomorrow. I'm sure whatever, if it wasn't that important, because you would have called me back. But I couldn't answer the phone at work. So, but yeah, we're not taking calls tonight. So. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And she was pretty much putting him on blast on YouTube, and she got a lot of negative press from a lot of wrestlers. Baron Corbin.
I want to talk about Baron Corbin tonight.
Ooh. But that's pretty much it. Nothing else going on with Ziggler.
All right. That's what I heard, too. There wasn't really no other news except for this whole John Cena free agent thing.
Yeah, supposedly he might be going back to Raw. I don't know.
I thought he was SmackDown property.
Well, he's been off TV for a while, so now they do some storyline shenanigans where he's like, oh, I'm a free agent
now. I'm a free agent now, which means AKA they got to write me back into the fucking storyline because it's bullshit. So, anyway. All right.
I think the reason they're saying he's a free agent because I've heard that his opponent for SummerSlam is supposed to be Roman Reigns.
I heard Roman Reigns and Goldberg.
I heard that too, but I also heard it was John Cena and him. So it's up in the air right now.
I don't know, but
I could care less for Goldberg and Roman Reigns. I'd rather see Roman Reigns versus John Cena. Actually.
Roman Reigns, Purple Reigns, Purple Reigns.
WWF and Karate Fighters presents
Purple Reigns.
The Roman Empire Strikes Back.
Dun 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 dun.
Oh man,
that's funny.
But, yeah, that's pretty much it. Nothing else in newsworthy, right? Oh, I mean, unless you were watching New Japan, because New Japan was fucking fantastic.
Well, that's a good segue, my partner, because I did watch some of Dominion, and we'll get into that right now. Let's see, what is that? I was wondering if you heard that Bellator MMA just signed Jim Ross. They now have a Holy Trinity of Combat Sports. Mauro Ranallo, Mike Greenberg, and JR.
Isn't Mauro calling the Conor McGregor and
that's what he said on Twitter.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Good for him.
Yeah, why not?
Good for him. All right, so Dominion happened last Sunday.
Oh, my God.
I did get up at 5:30 in the morning.
God bless you.
I don't know why. I'm an idiot. Because I played Strat that day, so I had to, you know. And you got to be, Strat is, each game is like 45 minutes to an hour. depends on how quick. I mean, me and Chris can knock out a series in like an hour and a half because he's so fucking good and quick. But it's not like that. The guys I played, so you play six games, you're there all day.
Oh my god!
And it's, I mean, it's fun, but it's a long day. You know, it's a fucking, it's tiring. And you're looking at numbers the whole day. You're rolling dice. It's a pain in the ass. So I knew I had a full day ahead of me. I woke up at 5:30 and I got into the last three matches. So I'll get into those three matches. That's what I saw. I didn't see the rest of it. I had to go back and watch the rest of the card. So Dominion happened, and this is like the road to G1. David Finley, Shota Umino, Tomoyuki Oka defeated Kawato, Kitamura, and Yagi when Finley pinned Yagi with a stunner. So Dave Finley making his name in New Japan doing
well.
Yeah,
he's been doing pretty well for himself. He's not as good as the old man though.
No, he's different though. He's a high flyer. He's a high flyer. Yeah. Tiger Mask W, Yuji Nagata.
Oh my god, he looks great.
I know, for 50 years old.
God bless him.
And Makabe defeated Jushin Thunder Liger.
Why is Liger still wrestling?
Because he's dope.
Fuck, man.
Because he's dope.
Go away.
No. Stop that. Don't. I don't want to ever hear that from you again.
I love Jushin Thunder Liger, but when he was wrestling Pillman, not no.
Dude, I cannot get enough of Jushin Thunder Liger. He can wrestle. He can still go. He's 52 years old.
Listen, I think his best match that I saw him in was him and Breeze at NXT.
So they defeated his team of himself, Kojima, Nakanishi, and Hiroshi Tenzan, who's still wrestling.
What? I didn't see that.
When Makabe pinned Nakanishi with a King Kong knee drop.
Wow.
Yeah. Your next match was for the never open weight 6-man tag team championship. Los Ingobernables de Japón. I'm not saying that again. Which is Bushi. I love Bushi, by the way. He's like my new favorite wrestler in New Japan. That mask dude.
Mm.
He reminds me of a very young Great Muta. No. He's got the presence. He spits the venom. You don't think so?
He reminds me of a dump that I just took about an hour ago.
You don't like Bushi?
No, he's okay.
So Bushi, Evil, and Sonata. Sonata totally changes look.
Fuck Sonata. He
with that Dragon Ball Z haircut he's got. Won a gauntlet match when he beat Taguchi Japan, which is the stable of Taguchi, Ricochet, and Juice Robinson, and Chaos, which is Toriano, Ishii, and Yoshihashi. And the Bullet Club, Takahashi, Hangman Page, and Bad Luck Fale, and Suzuki Gun, which is Taichi, Kanemura, and Zack Sabre Jr. to retain the titles.
I gotta commend Juice Robinson, man.
He's doing his thing, man.
Like he asked for his release, and my God, he's doing really well in Japan. God bless him.
Did the Kenny Omega thing?
Yeah,
let me go.
He's still very young. You know how old he is.
He's got to be in his late 20s.
He's like 27, 28 years old. He's still got a long career ahead of him.
God bless him. God bless him.
Good for him.
The Young Bucks.
Yeah!
Won their sixth IWGP Junior Tag Team Championship as they beat Roppongi Vice. If you are a Roppongi Vice fan or a Rocky Romero fan, go listen to the last episode of The Art of Wrestling with Colt Cabana.
Okay.
And Rocky's on there. He does a good interview. He's
that's a second interview.
That's a second one.
Yeah, because I remember. Yeah.
Yes, it's a great interview.
I like Rocky. Rocky's very good.
Yeah, Colt once in a while comes correct. Colt Cabana is fighting fucking Bobby Lashley at WrestlePro in a couple months.
Ugh.
Just an FYI. Speaking of Colt Cabana,
I want to see the match between him and Matt Lashley and Matt.
Well, that's the thing. Matt needs to interject himself, and Eddie has pull. And Eddie, if you're listening, you need to get Matt in the ring.
Yeah, with
Bobby Lashley.
That's come on. This is the night.
And listen, this is not kayfabe. This is legit. Matt called out
Bobby Lashley,
and now that Bobby Lashley is coming locally, Eddie is in a position where I think Eddie can make this happen,
dude.
Eddie, I know you listen. Kevin listens too. They're both involved with WrestlePro. You need to make this happen. I'll send an email. I'll email all the brass. I'll email Pat Buck and whoever else needs to email them. Let's make this happen.
Please.
Let's start a GoFundMe. get Shining Wizards Matt a match against Bobby or something against Bobby
Let's just hope that Matt doesn't die.
And we hope that we're doing a GoFundMe for Matt's medical bills.
Exactly.
So The Young Bucks beat Roppongi Vice. Rocky tapped out to a sharpshooter by Nick Jackson after suffering an indie taker.
I really love the Young Bucks.
You know what?
And I love Roppongi Vice, too.
It's a love-hate thing, because so many people hate the Bucks, man.
I know. Mike
Norgonga? No, Mike Norgonga is one of them.
He hates
the Bucks. And my buddy Jay Grooms hates the Bucks. A lot of guys hate the Bucks.
Why? They're so good.
Because it's
Spotfest?
Yeah.
And like, Superkicks?
Yeah. Listen.
It's a gimmick.
It's a gimmick. They don't tell a story in the ring. It's spot. I don't know, man.
The spots are meant for something. Those spots are perfect for what they're doing.
You're not the only one that feels that way. They can't stop selling merchandise. They make money hand over foot.
You know what? The only thing they're not good at is playing two dots on the apps, all right? Because I'm beating Nick Jackson in fucking two dots right now.
Yeah, yeah. I know Hot Topic wouldn't sign them if they weren't good. You know what I'm saying?
They're great.
So here's something interesting. The Gorillas of Destiny, Tama Tonga, and
I like this tag team.
What's his brother, the other guy's name?
I don't know.
But Tama Tonga and the other guy won their
Camacho.
Camacho. We'll call him Camacho. Camacho and Tonga won their third IWGP Tag Team Championship when they pinned the War Machine. Ray Rowe hit Ray Rowe with the Guerrilla Warfare. So
wow,
there's another team that doesn't get respect. They get a lot of flack. I don't know a lot of people who even like when you go to the Japanese wrestling Facebook pages. They're hated. Nobody likes the Guerrilla's Destiny.
I love them.
I like Samoans.
Fantasy matchup right now: your Goon Squad against the Gorillas of Destiny.
How about the Wild Samoans against the Gorillas of Destiny?
Ooh.
How about that? Fuck the AOP have not earned their stripes yet. They're getting there.
They're getting there. They're going to be the longest reigning tag team champions.
They're going to be on SmackDown or Raw by year's end. Mark my word. If they do drop those belts by year's end, they're going
to
be on.
From your mouth to Vince's ears. Let's see if that happens.
You're fired. But anyway. Cody Rhodes, or the American, what does he call himself?
The American Nightmare. Yeah, I love him.
Defeated the unbreakable Michael Elgin with the Crossroads.
I was talking to Baza about Cody, and he says that there's something missing from Cody. I agree with him, but he's still very good.
When you say missing, did Baza explain?
No, he just says he feels like there's something missing in terms of like...
In his repertoire or his gimmick?
His gimmick. He feels like he's being forced down us.
With Bullet Club, you think?
I don't think he is.
I don't think he fits. See, Bullet Club is big now. I mean, they've been big, but I don't see Cody. I think Cody has to be in charge of Bullet Club. Taking nothing away from Kenny Omega, I'm just saying, like, Cody has that attitude or his gimmick, where he should be in charge of something, you know?
You know what? I like Cody, don't get me wrong, but for him to actually fit with the group, he really stands out. And I think he purposely does that.
He wears the suits.
Yeah, you're Bullet Club, man. Bullet Club don't wear suits, man. They fucking wear like jeans and a black t-shirt that says Bullet Club on it. That's it.
Yeah. So he beats Unbreakable Michael Elgin with the Crossroads. Michael Elgin better as a in New Japan as a tag team wrestler. He's not been very successful as a singles wrestler,
he's been an Intercontinental Champion, hasn't he?
He has, but not for long. And I'm a big Michael Elgin guy. I like Michael Elgin a lot.
For a guy his size, he can fucking go.
Yeah, I love him. How about your Super Juniors winner, Kushida, defeating Takashi with the hoverboard lock to win his fifth IWGP Junior Heavyweight title? So he won the Best of the Super Juniors and another Junior Heavyweight title.
And the current Ring of Honor World Television Champion.
And he's the current ROH TV Champion, so he's got a lot of hardware right now.
Yeah, he does. God bless him.
Minoru Suzuki defeated Hiroki Goto with the Gotch Pile Driver to retain the Never Open Weight title in a Lumberjack Death Match. This is what I woke up for. The Lumberjack thing was lackluster, to say the least. Okay? So, and I say that because there was no... oomph. There's no, like, you know, it was very reserved. It should have been a death match. Death matches are for FMW, you know, whatever. This match was really good. Tanahashi won his second IC title by defeating Naito, tapping out to the cloverleaf following a high fly flow. Like, fucking ridiculous, bro.
Good fucking match.
Was a great fucking match. Tanahashi, the ace, the John Cena of New Japan, hands down.
Another guy who's in his 40s.
Another guy who does not look like he's in his 40s.
He looks like he's 30.
Yeah,
he looks great.
He's a good talent, man. He's a good talent.
He has the physique. He has the skills. He has the charisma. He has everything, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that your phone or my phone?
I don't know.
It's not my phone.
Well, that's me. Sorry.
The Mets are fucking... No, it's okay. Jose Reyes hit a home run. The Mets are fucking shit in the bed, man. They lost their entire infield almost to injury. Two starting pitchers. Don't get me started. Anyway.
I know. You're very angry with the Mets.
I'm very angry with the Mets right now. It's a love-hate thing. Oh. You know? And in the main event, which was almost as good as their fucking Wrestle Kingdom main event.
I fucking hate when matches end in draws.
Omega and Okada wrestled to a 60-minute draw as the Rainmaker retained his IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Now, a couple of things here are intriguing. And I had this conversation with Bazza because, Bazza said to me, Phil, you preach patience. I remember that, yeah. And you preach, with storylines. And I do preach that. However, I just felt this storyline, I thought, and half the world thought that Kenny Omega should be world champion now. Either they're still pushing for him to win the title, or he's going to win that U.S. title because he's in the tournament, the G1 U.S. title tournament coming up in July in California. Now, and after the event, Cody goes and spits in Okada's face and challenges him for the title.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on record and say right now that Kazuchika Okada had two amazing matches, and right now he's my wrestler of the year right now. Kenny Omega, as great as he is, Okada is just fucking on point. The guy bumps like no other bumper in that federation right now, and I feel like he's... I think he's the best right now he's ever been. Only because of the competition they've been giving him. Between Naito and Ishii and Omega, Fale he fought. He's been defending the belt everywhere against everybody.
And it's not like everyone he's fought are all same style wrestlers. Like, no. Like Fale is a power wrestler. You had Kenny Omega. You had Naito. And it's been a different styles of wrestling. So, I mean, yeah, Okada's great. I just don't see the appeal. I'm not, like, you know what? I'm just not a fan of Okada. I'm just not. But he is a great wrestler. He really is.
Yeah.
And I think, I really hope Kenny Omega gets the IWGP title because, I mean, he's probably going to get the U.S. title.
Yeah.
I think he's getting the U.S. title.
Yeah. I don't know. And I had this conversation with Mega Powers that their booking is a bit different from everybody else's.
They have long reigning title reigns for most of the wrestlers.
Yeah, but they also book differently. Like they don't like giving the fucking Gaijin anything really, unless you're a tag team.
Well, the Gaijin, I mean they have problems with trusting Gaijin right now just because AJ, they gave AJ the belt twice and he bounced.
Yeah.
And what else? You got Vader, who's been...
I mean, there's a bunch of guys. Bob Sapp and Brock Lesnar. There's a bunch of guys that had it. 6-7 guys that won it already. Yeah. But... Anyway. What else? That's it with New Japan. We're just waiting for G1 now. And
G1's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And it's going to be live on New Japan World.
I believe it's live on Access, too.
And the first night is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Which brings us to some WWE news. You want coverage for Money in the Bank, I think, starts at 7 o'clock on Sunday on The Rant after Surfers, What Are You Reading comic book show, which is at 5 o'clock. Basically, this is a SmackDown run pay-per-view, right? There's no Raw people on here?
Yeah, Money in the Bank is all SmackDown.
It's all SmackDown, yeah. Okay. So, let's see. All right, so the first, we'll just go over the matches and...
Sure.
All right. The kickoff matches, the Hype Bros versus the Colognes. Anybody care?
The Colognes are going to win this.
Yeah, I'll take the Colognes too. nobody cares. I just don't care at this point. It's Father's Day, so I'll be hopefully doing nothing but watching TV and scratching my balls that day. So, because, just leave me the fuck alone at this point. SmackDown Women's Championship, Naomi versus Lana.
I'm calling Lana to win the title.
I like Naomi to retain. I don't think Lana's ready, hasn't danced enough.
I think it's going to be a shocker, and I bet you Lana's going to win it.
They're going to take the belt off her again?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I disagree.
She's boring.
Don't fucking... Women's wrestling is boring now. It's
ever since, on SmackDown it is.
But even on Raw, dude. Like, everybody's ooing and on over Alexa Bliss. I'm not saying she's terrible.
She's okay.
But the level of play since NXT... The women's match on NXT were 90 times better than the ones on Raw and SmackDown.
Now, do you blame the talent, or do you blame the booking?
I blame...
You gotta blame the booking, man. The booking's terrible.
Is Bayley... You blame the booking on Bayley? Or you blame Bayley?
I don't blame Bayley at all.
Do you think she's the same caliber she was on NXT?
They're not letting her wrestle the way... I don't know if you've heard, but like Triple H has been frustrated with Vince.
Yeah, that's the rumor, but that's... I take that with a grain of salt, because I don't think 72-year-old Vince McMahon has that much of a chokehold on what's going on anymore.
You'd be very surprised.
Tony blames Vince Russo.
Thank you.
Okay. That's fine. Shining Woods is Tony.
Blame the booking.
Surfer blames the booking. I don't know, man. Like, I think Bayley just shit the bed.
Looks like
with that fucking Superman square jaw.
Yeah,
I've been saying that with tits. Yeah, I've been saying she had some big titties though, man. For a small girl, she had to harness them puppies, man.
It's like Geppetto, man.
Fuck out of here. Anyway, SmackDown Tag Team Championship, the Usos versus the New Day.
Usos win.
Usos. Here's the Phil Folders laundry match. Becky Lynch versus... Because I have to do laundry. I need to wash my underoos and my EMS uniform.
Ooh.
Yes.
Stop.
Stop it, sinner.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Frisco. How'd you like the chicken and the noodles?
I'm half naked, but check out this crazy lipstick.
What the fuck? Oh, you wearing that? She's got that Bobby lipstick on.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You better put them tulips on my dick. All right. Later. Anyway, Becky Lynch versus Charlotte versus Natalya versus Tamina versus Carmella in the Money in the Bank women's ladder match. I want to care about this. I want to care about this, and I don't. Is that wrong of me?
No, absolutely not, because the booking's been terrible.
Right. I want to care about the ladder match, and I just don't. I want to fold my I'm going to fold my delegates and wait for the next two matches.
Let me just pick a winner.
Carmella.
Tamina.
You taking Tamina Snuka? I just watched the Dinner for Three with her and Natalya and Charlotte.
Okay.
And they even cry at the table. Stop crying. Enough with the crying already. You cry at fucking every event, you guys are crying.
You are at the pinnacle of your careers. Why the fuck are you crying?
You have to harness your fucking estrogen, man. You have to harness that estrogen and stop the fucking crying.
Every time they win a match, oh my god, I won.
Like Natalya and Charlotte, they just could. If they would have cried anymore and complimented each other, they could have scissored themselves, right? They could have had a lesbian Showtime moment on table for three. They could have all scissored each other. Scissor me, yes. They could have rubbed their snatches against each other. It would have been dinner for fucking six.
Speaking of table for three. Speaking of table for three, did you see that weird one with Bruno, Rick, and Randy Orton? What the hell was what was up with that?
I think, you know what? I'm sorry. Bruno could tell his story 9,000 times. I don't care about him. You know, running from the Nazis.
Give me a Bruno impression.
You know something, Vince? Every time I run from the Nazis, these guys, they, I had to shit in the mountains. over there.
Would you say, hey, Bruno, did you shit or you sit?
I told you, I shit in the mountains. My mother had to go down and sneak against the Nazis every day. It was crazy. It was nuts. She had to sneak into her own house to get food down the mountain.
What about what kind of food you have? Pizza?
We had pasta fazool over
there. Pasta fazool, okay. Then yeah. What about those Vidal Sassoons?
Vidal Sassoons over there.
Oh, man.
It was almost like they just paid him lip service. Yeah, it was just whatever. I enjoy that stuff. I like those. The hell was that?
I don't know.
Hope it wasn't me. Hope it wasn't them. She didn't scream for help, so it's not her.
Okay.
Anyway. Next match. Here we go. The modern day Maharaja. Jinder my balls. Taking on Randy Orton. Randy Orton's going to drop it?
The modern day Maharaja's going to retain
it. Of course he is. Of course he is. They have to hold the bell for doo 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 doo. Yep. Anyway, now your main event: U.S. Champ Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, Barry
Corbin.
Because I'm thinking Barry Windham in the table for three.
Okay.
The one they just hold about Barry Windham. All right, Baron Corbin, Sami Zayn, Ziggles. And Shinsuke Nakamura in the men's Money in the Bank ladder match.
So it's safe to assume that nobody's going to cash their Money in the Bank contracts tonight.
No, because that's going to be the main event. They can't make they should head Jinder Mahal and Randy Orton should headline
exactly,
but that's probably not going to happen.
Who do I got to win this?
You make your pick first, please, and explain.
Kevin Owens is the U.S. champion. That ain't happening. Dolph Ziggler's out the door.
Or in somebody's bed.
Or that too. Sami Zayn, they're just not using him properly, so that's not happening. AJ Styles just had the belt. He's not going to get it. He's not going to get the Money in the Bank. Shinsuke still needs to be built up more. You're going to call me nuts. I say Baron Corbin's going to win it.
I'm not calling you nuts because I'm calling the same thing.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I told you when we opened the show that I want to talk about Baron Corbin. Someone in the back likes him enough to make him the fucking winner of this thing, and again I don't dislike him as much as everybody else does.
You got to give him credit though. He's been main eventing a lot of the SmackDown TV shows now.
Yeah. Rage posted the the whatchamacallit, the Mono Ronaldo thing. So.
Mike, thank you, Rage.
Thank you, Rage. Did he shave his head? He did. Oof.
Let me see.
Looks like a fat Samuel Jackson. Look at that picture.
Oh, he looks very rigorous.
He does look rigorous.
He looks angry.
Anyway. And Nick German Suplex checking in. Hello, sir.
Did he text me?
He did text you.
Oh, look at you.
Yes. I will run from the Nazis. Over here. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. I don't want Baron Corbin to win, but he's going to win. They like him.
They, you know what? Even with his receding hairline and his shitty physique,
he should get some hair plugs.
He has the money. Why not?
I don't know.
But, his match has been very good, though.
Yep.
Have you been watching him and AJ going at it?
I have.
Him and Sammy going at it.
I have.
It's like, he's so good. He's really good.
Yeah. I just...
And this guy used to be a former football player.
But yeah, but most wrestlers were.
Yeah, but like...
All the guys we grew up watching played Pro Bowl or semi-Pro Bowl.
Ron Simmons, Goldberg.
Tito Santana, Tito. Paul Orndorff, Lex Luger.
What's his name?
Chief J. Strongbow played
for
the Jets. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
Tully that. Blanchard. If you will.
Tully Blanchard was the man.
Yeah, he was.
He should come back and teach these guys how to fucking wrestle. I love Tully.
Yeah.
And he has a really nice daughter.
Yeah, she's cute.
I met her. She's nice.
She's cute. Yeah, she's cute. Where's the fucking... Hold on a second.
You know, it's only a matter of time before her and Ricochet tie the knot.
She's with Ricochet?
Hell yeah, dude.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, Ricochet's banging that.
Look at you knowing all the fucking...
Because I follow Ricochet on Instagram, and I follow her on Instagram.
Look at you following people on Instagram. Good for you.
Oh, stop it.
You know Vince likes the big guys. He does.
He does like the big guys.
He does like the big guys.
He likes the guys as big as possible. With a small penis and big nuts.
Whoa. Whoa.
Hello, gorgeous.
That's very rigorous with Vince. With, not Vince, Vincent.
Hello, gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hello.
Hello.
That 12-year-old, I swear to God, he... from the play.
Oh, get me started. Don't get me started.
Dude, we were in tears that day.
I know. I got trouble. I got trouble.
We both did.
Yeah, I didn't get. You didn't get as much trouble as I did. I got fucking lectured.
No,
of course I did.
No,
of course I
come
did.
On.
Of course I did.
We were laughing about a guy in a banana suit.
Yes, we were, guys. If you get a chance, do me a favor. Google Charles Nelson Reilly in a banana suit, or Google. YouTube it. Charles Nelson Reilly banana suit, and there's gonna be commercials from the '70s. For Bic pens and markers and whatever, and he's in a banana suit, and it's the funniest fucking thing you've ever seen. Look, Choppy's laughing now, and of course we're sitting in the middle of a production of my son's play, and it was inappropriate that I did it at that point, but I said, you have to look at
it. No, it was not. It was perfect.
Well, during intermission, we did it. At least I did it during intermission. I didn't do it during the kids' play. You know, I did text Brito, the rip tail of hello.
When that kid said hello.
Hello.
I looked at you and looked at my wife, and we just started laughing, bro.
And it was, and I knew the kid was going to do it because he did it the same way. The night before, but today, that particular performance, the kids were all louder and more because they had gotten used to being, you know, now it's like, okay, we'll do it. So.
Yeah, he's got a lot of sugar in his step, that kid.
A lot of sugar in his step, he says. Fuck. Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, gorgeous.
Oh, boy. What's that?
That's from Funny Girl from Barbara Streisand.
Oh, man.
Hello, gorgeous. All right.
We gotta watch Tu Wong Fu.
That's a great movie, man.
We gotta watch that.
That's a great
movie. We should do like a Mystery Science Theater on that movie. Tu Wong Fu. We gotta see it.
General Zod's in that movie, isn't he? No. This one's Patrick Swayze and John Leguizamo and Wesley Snipes.
That movie's so funny.
The other one was the other drag queen movie was the General Zod's in it.
The original General Zod?
Yeah.
Little before Zod.
Yeah. He wrote Surfers of Dang.
Dang.
Anyway, moving right along. Let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
Let's plug our friends, and we'll be right back. We have a nice kick-ass throwback for you tonight.
Yeah.
Whoever's in the chat room, please hang out with us.
Please.
I know it's getting warmer. People don't want to stay home on a Friday night, but we're sweating it out for you.
Yes.
All right, you animals. So here we go. Lord Alfred Hayes, take us into the break, all right? Skippy.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to The Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love The Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political dumb fuckery.
I haven't played this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend
on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
We're back.
We are back.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks live on a rant. Rant entertainment media. Cross your airwaves. Listen, if you got one of those Amazon Echoes, I just got one. You can ask for Rant Entertainment Media on TuneIn. It'll play it. You can ask for Turnbuckle Throwbacks on TuneIn.
Alexa loves listening to us.
Yeah, Alexa, play Turnbuckle Throwbacks. I cannot find Turnbuckle Throwbacks. No, Alexa. Find Turnbuckle Throwbacks on Rant EM Radio.
And she'll find it.
Or tune in. You say and tune in, and it plays all our back episodes. It'll actually, if you ask for Turnbuckle Throwbacks on TuneIn, it'll play the last episode. So if you ask for right now, it'll give you last week's classic throwback that we had with Shining Wizards Eddie. I don't know if you listened to that, but it was fucking hysterical. We did the Heroes of Wrestling pay-per-view.
Oh, my God. That pay-per-view was horrible.
Yeah,
I know. Oof, what a doozy that was.
But Eddie specifically asked for it and came in.
Talk about a chore. Oh, my God. That's a chore to watch.
We had so much fun doing it.
Ugh.
We had so much fun in the studio with him. It was every time the Wizards come in, it's a party. That's why I'm hoping everybody can join. I'm hoping they all can join us on the 21st.
Especially Tony. Month. I love Tony.
Yeah, Tony's all right.
That's terrible.
Tony went on a fucking 20-minute tirade on his last episode.
About what?
About everything.
Oh, no.
About what it was pissing him off. I think the next episode should be called Episode 216, Tony Needs a Hug.
Ooh.
He was mad.
Really?
He did like a philatorial. Yeah, he was mad. He was angry about it.
Really?
Yeah, he was
mad. I got to listen to it now.
Yeah, it's good. Download it. Go get it right now and listen to it later. You should be down. You should be listening. You have a shitty commute. You should be listening to all the fucking podcasts on your way to work.
You know how hard it is to listen to everything, especially when I'm like getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's not, because you just put it on your phone. You can set it to go to your phone automatically. I listen to like 8 different podcasts all week.
Really?
Yeah, because you're just on your way to work. You just fucking, there's nothing else going on. You're like,
I'm too busy watching my throwbacks.
Oh, that's what you do?
Yeah, that's what I do. That's
okay, all right, then you get a pass. You have to do that.
I have to.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying, because I know I have a shitty commute like you, and I have to, you know, I have all my shit planned out. You know, Mondays I listen to, you know, Tuesdays I listen to DT.
I listen to DT on Tuesdays.
And then Tuesday night, on the way home, I get the Rant and the Wizards.
I listen to the Rant on Wednesdays.
Yep, and then I catch up with Inconclusive Breakdown and Midnight Jury on Wednesdays. Or if the Broadsheet Breakdown guys come out and do something, listen to them. Then on Thursdays, I download Jaster and Jamie Jaster's podcast. And I download Cole Cabana sometimes. And, you know, there's a bunch of them that I rotate them, you know. A couple sports ones that I like.
There's so many I want to listen to, but it's like, it's too many.
There is too many.
They're so good, though.
They're all good. They're all good. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so you ready for your throwback or what?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Let's do the throwback of the week.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Yeah. Sometimes I forget to play that, and I shouldn't, because I love that. That's probably my favorite drop.
The ding ding.
The throwback of the week with the world class music.
You never forget.
I did forget 2 weeks.
Really?
Ago.
Really?
2 weeks.
No
ago.
No way.
Yeah, I forgot it. When Mega Powers came on, I forgot.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I forgot. And I said it. I forgot to play it. So, you know what it is? I get so caught up that I should. You know, I do. Like I said, you guys all know I do this by memory. So
yeah.
I should have like a checklist of shit that I should be doing because I'm getting old now, you know. So I'm gonna have a checklist of stuff that I should be playing while we're on the air, you know.
Okay.
This way I don't forget shit. But all right, let's take it back to June 8th, 1997, from Providence, Rhode Island, in the home of Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
The originators of Dunkin' Donuts. It was Providence, Rhode Island, and they named Dunkin' Donuts Arena after it, obviously. And if you drive on I-95. North, going towards New England, you will see in the Ocean State the 20 miles that is Rhode Island.
Yeah.
It's not very big. The entire state is surrounded by water, though. That's another fact, a fun fact about Providence, about Rhode Island. But they have in Providence, they have the big Dunkin' Donuts, the big donut you can see on the highway. So 9,000 paid, it says, like 9,000 something. I forget what it was. Your hosts are Jim Ross and Vince McMahon.
Which I actually like this commentary team. They weren't too bad.
Yeah, Vince never really did a bad job commentating.
There were times he was a little over the top.
Well, when I was with him, you know, he did a thing, you know.
Bruno, you were terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway. him and Jesse were good, though.
Oh, Jesse and Vince?
Yeah. Jesse and Vince were good.
I like Jesse and Gorilla.
And Gorilla,
they were so good together.
You know what I found out today? Speaking of Gorilla Monsoon, I didn't know he was one of the guys that was instrumental in putting wrestling in Puerto Rico.
No, really?
With Carlos Colon, yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it was him, Vince Sr., and somebody else. But they were instrumental in getting Carlito Colon's promotion started down there.
I mean, us Jersey guys, we're very influential people, you know, so.
Except for Springsteen. I'll get a pass on him.
That's your favorite.
Ugh.
And Bon Jovi.
I like Bon Jovi.
He's okay.
I do like Bon Jovi.
He's okay.
Yeah.
Just like Bruce Springsteen is like, eh.
Everybody go fucking mother's face.
And why does he sound like he has to take a shit and be depressed at the same time?
I don't know. Rolling down the streets of Philadelphia. Tom Hanks had AIDS.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a Philadelphia song. Remember the Philadelphia
movie? I remember that.
Tom Hanks had AIDS.
No, first he had the HIV and then he had AIDS.
Interesting story about that movie. Want to hear it real quick?
Please.
I went to the movies and never watched a movie. I got like a 40-minute blowjob in it. And in the Cross Bay Theater, which is now Modell's, right? In Queens. And I never saw the movie. I had my head back the entire time.
Good for you.
And this chick was so thin that she just fit under the seat. And she, you know, decided to fillet me. And I was like, okay.
No, did you say deflate you or fillet you?
Fillet.
Oh, fillet you.
Not deflate.
Well, after she did her job, she probably did deflate you.
I was deflated, yeah. Anyway, yeah, so that's every time I think of that awful movie, I think of the 40-minute blowjob and the fact that Springsteen had a terrible song in it.
I like fellatio.
I do, too.
Fellatio's great.
Big fan of the fellatio. You know.
Yes.
So, your opening match, semifinals of the King of the Ring tournament. Hunter Hearst Helmsley with...
Oh, who was this? Triple H?
Yes, it was. This is pregame against the sloppy one.
I had the pregame for this match.
Choppy starts boozing. He's on the Staten Island Ferry boozing it.
Oh, God.
I gotta just watch this match. Fuck it.
Fucking Ahmed Johnson, the sloppy drizzling shits.
Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe Johnson, we'll call him.
Sloppy Joe Johnson. Ugh. No, but the match was pretty good. It wasn't too bad. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Triple H was on his game in this fucking pay-per-view.
Yes. Hunter spent the first 5 minutes basically getting his ass kicked by Ahmed Johnson.
Which is, he made him a bumping machine.
Finally misses the elbow. Hunter goes and whips him into the steps to take over outside the ring.
Yep.
Ahmed comes back with a half-ass scissors kick. That scissor kick was...
What the fuck was that?
It was I called it the half-ass scissor kick.
It was terrible.
Look, you called it half-ass scissor kick.
It was terrible. I was like, what is he trying to be, Booker T? Listen, you could replace Booker T in Harlem Heat.
When he was Big T?
Hey, but you cannot be Booker T, okay?
Big T for... Never mind.
Oh, here we go.
Never mind. Half-ass scissor kick in a spine buster. He calls for the purr of a plunge, but he stops, goes after China, who's on the apron at this point. Allowing Hunter to knee him in the back and hit the pedigree at 7:43.
Thankfully, he hit the pedigree.
Fans were quiet for this one.
Not really. I thought they were into it.
Yeah, it sounded. Unless I was, maybe because I had it low and watching sneaky because, didn't work.
Because I was a little inebriated, but it's okay.
Yeah, I forgot it. I'm gonna watch this. Forgot it.
Now this match.
Yeah. Jerry Lawler versus Mankind. Mankind now the face turn, being abandoned by Uncle Paul. Which is a funny angle, by the way. Paul Bearer had a hold on Taker.
Because of Kane.
Because of Kane. And then he had a hold on Mankind for a minute.
I love the fact that Mankind called him Uncle Paul.
Uncle Paul.
I love that.
He finishes the pre-match promo with a bang bang.
Yes, I know.
Which is pretty cool.
Teasing it,
yeah. Lawler stops to insult everyone, which is cool. Which is Lawler's shtick, you know, always. Mankind, you know, follows him, gets him down. Lowell actually bites Mankind at one point.
Yeah, he does.
You know, Vince does his work very well in referencing Mankind to, you know, to, well, just, Vince did a good job putting Mankind over.
I think Jim Ross did a better job on putting him over.
Yeah. So Lowell's working over Mankind's missing ear. Lowell tries a sunset flip. Mankind grabs him with the mandible claw at 11:25. Lowell's heat getting tactics did not work. And the crowd was dead quiet again as a result.
I'm trying to remember. Did Lawler hit the pile driver twice or one time?
One time outside the ring.
Okay.
On the exposed. The mat, yeah.
The exposed floor.
So now we go to the back. Steve Austin interrupts a Brian Pillman interview.
So good.
Drags Pillman into the bathroom and gives him a swirly, which is a face in the bowl.
Oh,
a swirly,
man,
is when you put somebody's face in the toilet bowl and you flush it. I call it a swirly.
That was so cool.
Okay. So, you know, it was great, but I was hoping that Austin would do the old Hollywood Blondes roll camera.
They were trying to, like, stay away from that.
But how fucking cool would that would have been?
Oh, man.
Okay, so now the next match is Crush. He was with the Nation of Domination at this point.
Yeah.
Versus Goldust. I gotta get that drop too.
That match was
Yeah, Goldust at this point was a babyface.
Yeah.
Thanks to a heartfelt out of makeup interview with him and Marlene, if you remember that. Goldust mounts Crush at one point, rubs his crotch in his face, and no wonder why he left for the NWO. and then what does Crush come back with? A reverse chin lock.
Yeah.
First of all, if you rubbed your yam bag in my face,
you'd fuck me up.
Dude, I would choke you out. You'd be sleeping. Rub your balls on me, I would fuck you up. Ross mentioned that this is the 5th annual King of the Ring pay-per-view, but the event started all the way back in 86, FYI. So good job there, JR.
Yeah, my favorite King of the Ring was...
93?
No. My favorite King of the Ring was Macho King.
Ooh, oh, yeah!
The Macho King, Randy Savage.
Wasn't the next year, 98, was the Hell in a Cell?
98 was with Hell in a Cell.
Taker and Mankind? Yes. Yeah? Okay. And didn't The Rock win? Didn't The Rock fight, what's his face?
Rock fought Ken Shamrock.
Ken Shamrock.
Ken Shamrock won that one.
That's right. Okay, good. See, I'm good.
Look at you. I was 14 at that time.
You were. All right. You know what? I'll get your 13-year-old perspective in a minute. Let's see. Ross also starts taking little shots at Dusty Rhodes. Goldust will be living his American dream, if you saw that.
Oh, yeah.
If
you will.
D'Lo and Clarence Mason are at ringside with their fucking with their Malcolm X gear on, you know.
Clarence Mason was great.
Clarence Mason pulled out a business card and started hitting on Marlena with the business card.
Yeah.
Goldust goes out to save her, gets attacked from behind, back in the ring. Goldust finishes with a DDT at 9:56. And after match, Marlena and Goldust make out, just to make you know that he's straight, you know.
Yeah, like we already know, Goldust, that right. you're not gay.
Yeah. But
even though Jerry Lawler called you a faggot on live TV.
This is true.
I'm sorry. This is
true. This is true. Yeah, he did. We go back to the interview segment in the back of the locker room there, and Sid, Justice, and the Legion of Doom are yelling at each other to get pumped up.
This was great. I actually love this a lot.
He's like, you don't have to worry about me.
Sid was great.
Sid was nuts. I'm the ruler of the world. Sid had a great t-shirt, and I had it when he was in WCW in like the early 90s. It said Sid rules the world, and he was on one knee on top of the planet Earth.
Yeah.
I had that shirt. It was black. It was pretty cool. That's one of the two WCW shirts I ever had. I had that one, and I had the Bustin' Heads Doom shirt.
Ooh.
It said Bustin' Heads on it. So, yeah.
I would have to say that not too many wrestlers scared me when I was a kid, but Psycho Sid fucking scared the shit out of me. He was a intimidating motherfucker.
He was, dude. And he just looked the part. Like, he'd come out screaming and yelling. And then he's crazy.
My favorite is when he go like this.
Yeah, he put his face, he squished his face. But he was crazy. And while he's doing the crazy, he's fist bumping people. Like, I just, it was weird seeing that. Like, going back now, watching it, I'm like, I didn't think nothing of it when I was 23. But now that I'm almost 43, I'm like, oh my God, like that's so weird that he does that.
Yeah.
You know? So.
He was fucking cool though.
Yeah. And let's see. They fought the Hart Foundation, which is Owen Hart, Davey, and Jim Neidhart.
This is my second favorite match of the night.
I like the Hart Foundation.
Oh, they were so good.
I did the whole anti-American thing. Owen Hart with the Slammy IC Championship. The Bulldog with the European title.
Yep.
Brian Pillman, the Loose Cannon. And then Bret Hart, the fucking anti-American leader.
And then perfect. And then Jim the Anvil Neidhart is a sloppy bodyguard.
The sloppy bodyguard. Which every crew needs one, man. Don't knock the hustle of Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Davey Boy hits a hanging suplex on Sid, but of course, he no-sells it. Takes a swing at Neidhart. Animal plays face and apparel for most of the match. He beat on Animal for most of the match.
Yep.
Not a lot happening. Davey Boy decided to channel his Neidhart tendencies instead of Owen tendencies. The finish sees Hawk get the hot tag to Sid. Sid shoves Owen and chokeslams Davey Boy, but he's setting up Davey Boy for the powerbomb. Owen sunset flips back, rolls to set up for the pin.
Yeah.
And, you know, it took a lot of talent to drag a bad match out of Owen and Davey Boy in 97. But, you know, the other guys didn't kick it up a notch. It just ensures lack of entertainment, so.
Yep.
As much as I love the Yellow D, they weren't very good at this time.
They were old. Well,
Animal's
37, and then Hawk was already 40 at this time.
And I think they were both hurt.
They were hurt pretty bad.
And Hawk was in his booze and pills fucking stage at that point.
Yeah, he was in terrible shape.
So, which brings us now to the King of the Ring finals.
Yes.
Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley versus Mankind. And these guys face each other a lot.
Over the summer they do.
In 1997.
This first match was okay.
Question for you though. Was this their worst match out of all the matches?
Yes.
I wrote the same thing.
Yes, they are. Yeah, it was. It was the worst.
So, you know,
everyone, like, if the crowd's chanting boring, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. Let's see here. Let me try to get the cheap shot.
The best part of the match is when Triple H does the pedigree on the table.
Well, what about Cactus's elbow off the apron?
That was cool too. Yeah,
the Cactus elbow.
Yeah,
Mankind hits the Kobashi driver. Which was cool.
Yeah,
right. China gets the raft distracted again. Mankind backdrops out of a pedigree into the mandible claw. China pulls him off. The ref doesn't catch it. Let's see. Tries the elbow off the apron, but China pulls Hunter out of the way. Just at that point. The ref gets rid of China. Hunter pulls a Mankind over the announcer table and puts him through it with a pedigree. Mankind struggles to get up on his feet. China hits him with the scepter. Mankind still gets to the apron, so Triple H hits him onto the photographers. Mankind kicks out of the two count. Hunter finishes him with a pedigree at 19:25. The fans were bored for two-thirds of this match.
And this match was way too long.
Yeah, not way too long. I think it took the steam. This could have went like 10 minutes, if that. It went almost 20. I think they had to drag it out because there wasn't many matches in it.
Yeah.
Whatever. But the fans were bored the first two-thirds of this match. Hunter and Mankind, they got the match over with willpower. But they do it again, like I said, a bunch of times in 97.
Their match, their street, I guess it's their street fight on Raw.
Yeah. In 2000, you mean?
No, in 97. 97,
yeah.
With when Mankind finally becomes... when Mankind introduced...
Oh, have mercy. Yeah, he has the Titan Tron. Yeah, I remember that.
That was the best match they had in 97 of those two.
So now the Hart Foundation comes out to challenge any five American wrestlers to show up in Calgary and faces boys.
Calgary Stampede.
All right. Your next match was partner versus partner, which is...
the match of the night.
Vince Russo. This is a Vince Russo angle. This is definitely a Vince Russo angle.
Why?
Because he liked the whole partner versus partner thing. That was one of his... everything either was on a pole match or partner versus partner match.
I thought the Vince Russo angle in this match is when the fucking retard was in the match.
No, no. this whole thing reeked of Vince Russo.
Okay.
Not bad. I'm just saying it is what it is. Austin versus Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Why doesn't the caretaker of that special needs kid know that you don't take retards to wrestling matches? You take them to the fucking zoo.
Hey, Rob.
What?
Hey, she's retarded.
She ain't retarded. She's shy, you know?
I'll tell you what to do. Take her to the zoo. I hear retards like the zoo. Hey,
thank you. Thank you.
You waited all week to fucking say that, didn't
you? Yeah, goddamn right. This dumb motherfucker ruined a great match.
All right. Let's...
Okay, I'll stop.
Here's what I have written down. A kid from the Special Olympics falls over the railing. Sean decides to help him out.
Don't these people know any better?
So Austin, even the sportsman, jumps Sean from behind.
He's the one who pointed out to the referee, hey, there's a special needs kid out in the audience.
This match went a little too long, too.
I like this match a lot.
No, this match is good.
I liked it a lot.
It was good. What I write here?
I think, out of this match and their WrestleMania 14 match, this match was way better. And you got to keep in mind, Shawn Michaels was injured at WrestleMania 14.
So you're saying this match is better than the one of 14?
Yes.
That's fair. I think I can agree with that.
Because that match...
And I liked the match at 14. The match at 14 was okay. It wasn't terrible.
It was okay.
It was all right. I mean, it wasn't the worst thing.
You got to keep in mind, Stone Cold was at WrestleMania 14 already was dropped on his head by Owen.
I was there for that.
And then by this point, Shawn's back was fucked.
Yeah.
And then the match was just okay. It was nothing special. I think Dude Love and Austin had a much better match the following pay per view, which was, I believe, Backlash.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I think it was Backlash.
Something like that. Oh, look. Nick the German is in.
Nick German suplex.
He's a good dude.
He's all right.
He's okay sometimes.
We'll keep him around.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. That this match was better than the one at 13 night. You know what, though? Bottom line, though, this sets the tone for a lot of things, too, because...
Yes.
You know, Austin at this point was... People were nuts for him. Like the signs, and the T-shirts started to sell at this point.
Yeah, and you know what is? And Shawn was in the transition period of turning into a heel, because everyone was just not liking him at all. Even though he was like the goody two shoes babyface.
So Austin hits a Lutez press, pummels Shawn. Shawn reverses it into a series of near falls, a la ECW. Shawn goes for the usual comeback sequence, but Austin actually ducks and hits a flying forearm. Let's see. The FU elbow gets a two count. Austin settles into a chin lock. Shawn sends Austin to the floor, drawing a bunch of boos from the males in the audience and cheers from the women. Back in, Shawn posts himself, and Austin yanks down his tights. The ref gets bumped. What else is new? Refs always get bumped in 97. So what's Nick saying in the chat room there?
Was the match with Brett/Shawn initially supposed to happen at King of the Ring? I believe it was scheduled for a 10-minute match when Brett got hurt.
I can't confirm that, Nick. If you can...
I can't confirm that either, my friend. I'm sorry.
I'll have to look into that. I don't know. So Austin Sean goes for the sweet chin music. Austin blocks it, hits a stunner, but guess what? There's no ref because the ref was bumped. Austin hauls up the ref, gives another stunner, having the audacity to be unconscious during the pinfall. Sean waits for Austin to turn around, and boom, sweet chin music. The second ref runs in. Sean's covering, but instead of counting, the second ref checks on the first one. Sean gets pissed off, super kicks the second ref. Now everybody's showing some color. Everybody's bleeding at this point. It's a bloodbath, as I wrote. Senior official Earl Hebner runs down and disqualifies both guys 22-23. The fans did not like the finish. Neither did Austin and Sean, who argue all the way up the ramp. Very different from the WrestleMania match a year later. Like I wrote that. This was not also the final pay-per-view appearance of Austin that didn't do actual wrestling in his matches. That did the whole damn thing into a ball fight, you know? So, I agree. It was good.
I loved it.
Yeah, this match wasn't bad either. The heavyweight title match with as Choppy makes a terrible fuck you face to me. Undertaker with Paul Bearer versus Farouk.
Hashtag fuck the Repo Man. Hashtag fuck the Taker.
Let's see.
That one spot where he does the walking the ropes with Farouk and then he jumps off and lands on top of the Nation. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, so Paul Bearer has a tryst with Taker and Kane's mom. Mm-hmm. We find out later that Taker was not a real character, but created by WWF by some guy named Mark Calloway, who took his character way too seriously. Or how about when Triple H drugged and raped and married Stephanie, and turned out Tess was the starter boyfriend? You know, and there were so many other angles that, you know, whatever. But Taker goes for the rope walk, but decides to go into to fly off onto the Nation instead, like Choppy said.
That was cool.
Tries again, but Savio Vega rattles the ropes, crotching Taker on the top. Farouk hits a pile driver. A lot of pile drivers in this in this card. I missed the pile driver.
Well, you know, Vince isn't allowed anymore.
I know.
The last time we saw a pile driver was when CM Punk did it to John Cena on Raw, and they got fined for
that. That's right. Yes. Where was I? Hits a pile driver, gets a two count. Taker comes back with a power slam, but for some reason, Savio and Crush get into an argument, which would lead into the gang wars of 97. Farouk is distracted. He stumbles onto the tombstone at 1344. Paul Bearer wants Taker to continue destroying Farouk. Undertaker is forced to oblige, but having his deep, dark secret revealed, Ahmed Johnson runs down and tells Taker not to listen to Paul Bearer, and he's eventually forced to give Taker a pearl river plunge to get him to stop. That was supposed to set up the match of Canadian Stampede, but Ahmed would wind up getting injured again.
Stop. No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
What a sloppy mess he is. But you know what would have been really cool?
What's that?
If Farouk had actually became the first African-American WWF champion, that would have been fucking cool.
Yeah, I mean, he was the first WCW. I mean, technically, he was the first world heavyweight champion.
Yeah, technically. But to be the first African-American to be WCW World Heavyweight Champion and WWF Champion?
Yeah.
That would have been fucking cool.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned the Gang Wars, which was, what are you talking about, the Disciples of Apocalypse? Los Boricuas.
Los Boricuas, yeah.
And Nation of Domination. You had, did you have Southern Justice with Jeff Jarrett and the Godwins?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Christ, yeah. I forgot about them.
Who else? There's a lot of gangs at that time. I think gangs were a big thing for Vince Russo at this time.
Yeah. So tell me, what was 13-year-old Choppy doing around this time? What was the mindset of the whole? Where were you fan wise?
Masturbation, porn.
Yep.
Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Comic books.
No. I know what you were doing.
I know. Okay.
What was your mindset during this event? What were you a fan of Austin? Were you a fan of Michael?
I was a tremendous Austin mark.
Okay, that's fair because so was everybody else.
I was a huge Stone Cold, and not to say that I was a huge fan of Austin just because he was Stone Cold. I watched him in WCW as hold on.
Go ahead.
I saw him as the Stunning Steve, and I thought he was just unfucking believable. He was really, 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 really good. So when he came to the WWF, he was he still appealed to me no matter what. You know,
I muted my mic because I had to yawn, so I didn't want to.
That's
yawn.
Okay.
I didn't want to yawn into your ear. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I was really into Austin. I wasn't much into Brett because I was like, you know what? He's old. He's old news, man. He's old. We want the new fresh.
I was never a Bret Hart fan. I did like Bret as a heel. So if he was a heel, I just rooted for him. I'd never liked Shawn Michaels. I respected his work. I just never liked him. I was an Austin guy all the way. I was a big Farouk guy. I liked Farouk. I hated Ahmed Johnson. I hated the Bulldog by himself.
23-year-old, he hated a lot of people. 23-year-old Phil.
Well, I was 23 full of hate. Piss and vinegar and, you know, pussy. And I was in a band, so I was playing a lot of music at that point. But I couldn't get behind a lot of what they would do. I was more, and then WCW was dominating at that point.
They were.
So I got that bug. Like, you know, I would, even though I would watch Raw tape Nitro, I was watching a lot of Nitro flipping back and forth with the remote. So when you watch my videotapes, you could actually see me flipping back and forth with the remote control when you watch the old tapes back. So
it was, folks, 97 was a very, very interesting time.
Yeah.
For wrestling fans. I cannot believe this is 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
God damn.
Yeah, I can't really, this was a good card. Like, it was fun.
It was good.
It had comedy in it with Clarence Mason. It had the crazy bumps and spots with Mankind, Triple H.
A lot of ass kicking,
you know, even Ahmed Johnson was sloppy, so that was all. And this was pre-Rock. This was...
Yeah, The Rock, I think, was injured at this time. So
Yeah.
So he joins the Nation, I think, around August, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So when he joined the Nation, I was just, like, all for it because I fucking hated The Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just a good time to be a wrestling fan.
A great time. And, Nick German, Phil was not a Bret Hart guy.
No.
Bret was the absolute drizzling shits to him.
No, he wasn't.
I'm joking.
No, he wasn't the drizzling shits. It was. I liked him as a heel. Hart Foundation, him and Neidhart, one of my favorite tag teams. Unfortunately, I was a Bulldog Mark II at the time.
So it was very hard to decide who you wanted to root for.
Like, it wasn't. You know, I rooted for the Bulldogs were my go to team besides the Road Warriors at that point. It's before I got into the Midnight Express and you know, all the other teams. I like Bundy and Stud, too, as a tag team. They didn't really utilize them too well.
Oh.
I'm sorry. There's more in the chat room.
Yeah. Bret was the man. Yeah.
Well.
He was the excellence of X-Lax, but other than that, I mean, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, when he was a heel, that faction was dope.
I love the Hart Foundation from 97. They were so good.
Because of one person. Brian Pillman. I think Pillman was the attitude. Owen Hart was the glue, but Pillman was the comedy relief / edge.
The part where he put it was him, Owen, and Bulldog made him drop to one knee and pray in the ring. Do you remember that?
Of course.
So funny.
Of course.
So I mean, it's a shame that he went away. He went so early.
Yeah,
35 years old. Unbelievable.
Who? Pillman. Yeah.
Nick German says, I was 15 at the time of this pay-per-view and was becoming a huge, awesome mark, but I like The Rock.
Yeah, a lot of people did, though.
I mean, Austin, before he got injured by Owen, he was really good in the matches. I mean, he was one of the best, and then when he got injured, it was just a huge slugfest. Ooh. What is the?
Don't spoil it.
Oh, I'm not.
I'll play this for the outro, but not that Sasquatch, but this guy. Anyway. Yeah. So that's pretty much it for tonight. Yeah, we'll take some questions in the chat room if you have any.
Anyone but Nick German.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
I'm joking.
That's not true. Yeah, but anybody has a question for me and Choppy, ask us, and if
please.
Not, we're going to wrap it up. Yeah, man, it was so much fun watching this again.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun. We'll continue to do 1997 this year.
Which one do you want to do next?
We'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
We'll figure it out. And we'll do, we're definitely doing SummerSlam in August. And I think we'd have a special guest for that. I'm hoping to have a special guest for that. I'm hoping.
Is it who I think it is?
Yes.
No way. Yes, that's awesome.
I'm working on it because schedules conflict. It may have to be a during the day thing. I know because you work, but I'm trying to. Oh, here we go. You know what? It's hard for me to commit to Philly because Nick wants to go to Philly for the Rumble. I don't know if I could stay the whole weekend to do the NXT.
I could go there for the one day.
What time are you going to be finishing up?
I'll be finishing like 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So, I want to go.
I want to go, and then...
Because Philly's a hopping town. I want to go, really, because I want to get Surfer a ticket and take Surfer with us. That's the main reason. I mean, I know Surfer can't turn down anything free, so... I mean, I'll pay for his ticket. I want Surfer to come with us, because it's Surfer, you know? Maybe... You know what would be cool? If we can go down there and do a throwback while we're down, like in the hotel room or something like that. I'll bring you some of the equipment.
Cool.
I'll bring the laptop and the mics, and we'll... We'll cut it up. Maybe we'll do something. Maybe we'll do something that Saturday night or something after NXT or something.
Sure.
Yeah. If the boys want to go, we already have a hook on lodging, so we got a connection.
That's right.
So we can do that. It's something that we have to consider and see if the rest of the boys. If the rest of the boys go, we'll probably make it a weekend.
Very cool.
But we'll figure it out. So yeah, it's when the tickets won't go on sale for a couple of months. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But the Rumble. In Philly,
it's gonna be a hot town.
It's gonna be a hot town. We'll have to take Monday off, though.
I'm definitely if we go, I'm taking Monday off. I'm not going to work.
I'm not gonna go to Raw, though. I don't want to go to Raw.
No,
we'll come home Monday, but Monday will be our coming home day on the Jersey Turnpike. We'll stop at Roy Rogers.
yeah, I haven't had that.
We'll go to Philly, get some cheesesteaks.
Yeah, Nick German will challenge me to a cheesesteak eating contest.
So now we have to go. Like, if this is all gonna be going down, you know,
is that me?
I think that's you, brother.
It is.
Anyway. Yeah, no, we'll work on Philly, man. That'd be fun if the crew wants to go. August for the Rumble for tickets. All right, if tickets go on sale, we should all get them together, Nick. So then look into that. Like, we all should get, like, sit together and, you know, whatever. But, yeah. Anyway. All right. I think that's it. If nobody else has any questions.
No. I mean, it's up to you, dude.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up.
Let's do it.
All right. All right, let's play some music. Anyway. All right, so listen, thanks for hanging out with us. Glad to be back.
Yes, thank you.
So, of course, get all our... let me do the rundown for the rant. So Sunday we have What Are You Reading? With Surfer, followed by the pre and post show for Money in the Bank. Monday, we have the sports report after Roll with Will Morgan. Then we got the rant and Shining Wizards on Tuesday. Are we going to Impact? Probably not. That's the baby shower that day.
That's the baby shower.
Well, we're probably not going that day. We might. We're talking about it. Rant Wrestling. Then we're back on Friday with another episode. Go to Rant EM Radio. Get all the content. Go to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Get all of our stuff there, as well as the other guys. They have some great shows going on over there. We got Dave Destruction. We got Nigel McGuinness is over there. We have Inconclusive Breakdown. We have the Wizards. So, good stuff going on right there. Okay? We have... what else have we got? We got TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks.
Yeah, buy the New Japan shirt. The New Japan-inspired shirt.
Buy the shirt.
Be a mark. You want to email us, turnbuckle throwbacks1@gmail.com. It's Twitter at tbuckletbacks, at choppymarkaka. I'm on Instagram, but just it's phil_Raya, I think it is, something like that. So, yeah, follow me there, too. We're Instagramming a lot lately. Choppy apparently follows people on Instagram.
I do.
Which is cool. All right, and that's pretty much what else is going on. I think that's it. So don't forget, July 21st is the fifth anniversary show of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And we're back next week, same bad time, same bad channel. So
I like that.
So on behalf of my tag team partner, I'm the Impact player, Mr. Phil Raya, bidding you adieu, reminding you, please avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Be kind to animals. Don't say the N-word unless you're Tony C. And just be a good fucking human being, man.
That's it.
All right? Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.